we live in an imperfect world, but we still have to develop our perfections. After all, the Buddha himself didn't wait for the world to be perfect. Wherever he was born, he met up with lots of imperfections in himself and other people. But he kept trying to overcome those imperfections, especially in himself, because that's where the real work can be done. You try to straighten out other people, and as soon as you turn their back, they get crooked again. They curl up again. You try to straighten them out again, and they curl up again. There comes a point where you have to have equanimity for the way the world is. But you can't be equanimous about your own unskillful habits. You've got to work on those. This is why we meditate. So we can have the strength inside to see where our unskillful habits are and to have the ability to do something about them. When the Buddha talks about the various perfections, one is renunciation. I was reading a Buddhist teacher one time saying that in her community they give Tibetan names to all the members who come and practice. And some of the names have to do with renunciation. And she says anybody who got a name with renunciation seemed to act as if they'd been sent to prison. But renunciation is not limiting yourself and assigning yourself no pleasure at all. It's simply a matter of looking for your pleasure in the places where you don't usually look. Instead of being fascinated with thinking about sights and sounds and smells and tastes and tactile sensations, you look for your happiness in the way you feel the body from within, the way you breathe, the different elements that you feel in the body, the warmth, the coolness, the energy, the solidity. You want to bring those things into balance. When they're in balance, then you have a sense of well-being right here. You don't have to go searching anyplace else for it. And when you have that sense of well-being right here, then you can look more fairly at your other fascinations with sights and sounds, etc. You realize that they're not nearly as satisfying as this. So you're actually going for a trade-up. That's what renunciation is. Relinquishment. These virtues the Buddha teaches, they're not meant to deprive you. They're meant for you to explore areas where you may not have looked before and develop them. So they can find you can find a happiness that doesn't need to depend on things outside being a certain way. You've got your own independent source of goodness inside. And when you have an independent source of goodness, then you can trust yourself. Because if your goodness depends on the goodness of other people, well, you've seen it, what it's like around us in this world. There are people who think that war is a good thing, genocide is a good thing. And if your goodness depends on them, where is it going to be established? You have to decide that you're going to stay right here, inside, and have your independent goodness, independent happiness. And that way you can trust yourself. And other people can learn how to trust you as well.